Lesson 32. Genesis chapters 31 and 32. Introduction. After working for Laban 20 years, Jacob was commanded to return unto the land of thy fathers, or Canaan. Jacob and his family departed in secret because they were afraid of what Laban might do to them. When Laban discovered their departure, he pursued them, but he ultimately let them go in peace. As they continued their journey, Jacob worried that his twin Esau would seek revenge on him. Jacob prepared gifts for his brother, prayed that the Lord would protect his family, and received divine assurance that he and his family would be preserved. Note: encourage daily scripture study. Few things teachers can do will have a more powerful and long-lasting influence for good in the lives of their students than helping them learn to love the scriptures and to study them daily. Encourage daily scripture study by giving students regular opportunities to share some of the things they have learned and felt during their personal scripture study. Suggestions for teaching. Genesis 31, verses 1 through 55. The Lord commands Jacob to return to Canaan. Write the following on the board before class. When you strive to obey a command from the Lord, He will A. Change the command so that it will be easy and simple for you to accomplish. B. Bless your efforts by providing a way for you to fulfill the command, even if it is difficult. C. Intervene and do all the work for you. D. Require you to do it entirely on your own without any help. Ask students to select the statement that best describes how they believe the Lord helps us when He asks us to do difficult things. Invite a few students to explain the statement they selected and why they chose it. Explain that there are many ways the Lord can bless us as we strive to obey His commandments. Invite students to look for doctrines and principles as they study Genesis chapters 31 and 32 that teach us how the Lord can help us when He asks us to do difficult things. Invite a student to read Genesis 31 verses 1 through 3 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Lord commanded Jacob. Ask students to report what they find. Why might returning to the land of his fathers have been difficult for Jacob? Students might mention that Esau lived in the land of Jacob's fathers, and when they were last together, Esau wanted to kill Jacob. Even though the command to return home would not be easy, what did the Lord promise Jacob according to verse 3? What can we learn from the Lord's words to Jacob? Students may use different words, but they should identify something similar to the following principle. The Lord will be with us when we do what He asks. Write this principle on the board. How can believing this principle help us do what the Lord asks, even when it is difficult? Summarize Genesis 31 verses 4 through 23 by explaining that Jacob and his family were obedient to the Lord's command. They began their journey to the land of Canaan while Laban was away shearing his sheep. As they left, Rachel took some of Laban's images. See verse 19. You may want to explain that the word images could refer to household idols, and that some believe the images could represent Rachel's dowry. Explain that we do not know why Rachel took the images, or why Laban later referred to them as my gods. When Laban returned home, he learned of Jacob's departure and discovered that his images were missing. He chased after Jacob and his family and after 7 days overtook them. Why do you think Jacob and his family decided to leave without telling Laban? Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from Genesis 31, 24 through 29. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how the Lord was with Jacob. According to verse 27, what did Laban claim he would have done if Jacob had not left in secret? What do you think Laban might have been planning to do to Jacob before the Lord spoke to him in the dream? According to verses 24 and 29, how did the Lord fulfill His promise that He would be with Jacob? Summarize Genesis 31 verses 30 through 40 by explaining that Laban searched Jacob's camp for his images, but did not find them because Rachel hid them under the cushion she used to sit on a camel. After Laban finished searching for the images, Jacob recounted how Laban had mistreated him numerous times during the preceding 20 years. Invite a student to read Genesis 31, verses 41 and 42 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Jacob told Laban. What evidence do you see in the verses that the Lord had fulfilled his promise to be with Jacob? Summarize Genesis 31, verses 43 through 55, by explaining that Jacob and Laban made a covenant that they would not harm each other. Laban then returned to his own land. Genesis 32, verses 1 through 21. Jacob worries that Esau will seek revenge against him and his family. Ask students to imagine that they have a serious problem and that they ask one of their trusted friends for advice. The friend listens carefully to the problem and then says, "Pray about it." What would you think if you were given that advice? Point out that while it is always important to pray, we can learn an important lesson from what Jacob did after he prayed about the possibility of Esau seeking revenge against him. Invite several students to take turns reading aloud from Genesis 32, verses 1 through 5. Ask the students to follow along, looking for what Jacob did on his journey back to his homeland. Ask students to report what they find. Why do you think Jacob sent messengers to Esau? Invite a student to read Genesis 32, verses 6 through 8 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Jacob learned and how he responded. What did Jacob learn from the messengers? How did he respond to this news? Why might Jacob have been greatly afraid and distressed when he heard that Esau was coming with 400 men? Invite a student to read Genesis 32, verses 9 through 12 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what else Jacob did after he received the report about Esau. Ask students to report what they find. What stands out to you about Jacob's prayer? How does Jacob's prayer illustrate his faith in the principle written on the board? Invite several students to take turns reading aloud from Genesis 32, verses 13 through 18. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Jacob did after praying for God's help. What did Jacob do after he prayed for help? You may need to explain that Jacob instructed his servants to divide nearly 600 of his animals into many groups and deliver them one group at a time to Esau as gifts. Based on Jacob's example, what should we do after praying for help when we face difficulties? After students respond, write the following principle on the board. When we face difficulties, we should earnestly pray for help and then do what we can to overcome them. How can praying help us know what we can do to overcome our challenges? Why is it important that after we pray, we also do what we can to overcome our challenges? Invite students to think about a challenge they are currently facing. Encourage them to pray for help and do what they can to overcome the difficulty. Explain that the Lord can inspire them to know what to do to help them overcome the difficulty. You may want to invite them to write down a few things they can do to overcome their challenge after praying for help. Genesis 32, verses 22 through 32. Jacob seeks a blessing from the Lord, and the Lord changes Jacob's name to Israel. Write the word wrestle on the board. Ask students how they would explain what it means to wrestle. You may want to point out that the word wrestle can refer to more than the physical sport. Invite students to look for important principles as they study Jacob's experience recorded in Genesis 32, verses 22 through 32. Summarize Genesis 32, 22 through 23 by explaining that the night before Jacob was to meet Esau, he sent his family ahead across the river Jabbok. Jacob knew that he had to face his brother the following day, and he was likely feeling worried about the outcome and may have wanted to be alone. Invite a student to read Genesis 32, 24 through 26 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what happened to Jacob the night before he was to meet Esau. Ask students to report what they find. You may want to invite students to mark the phrase, quote, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me," end quote, in verse 26. explain that the blessing Jacob sought may have been an assurance from the Lord that he and his family would be safe from Esau. Although we do not know exactly what was transpiring here, we do know that Jacob wrestled all night for a blessing that he eventually received. This experience represents the great effort Jacob put forth as he sought this blessing from the Lord. Why might wrestling be a good way to describe what we must do as we seek blessings from the Lord? What can we learn from Jacob's example about obtaining blessings from the Lord? After students respond, write the following principle on the board. At times, we may need to put forth great effort as we seek the Lord's help and blessings. Why do you think the Lord requires us to put forth great effort before we receive some blessings? Invite a student to read Genesis 32, 27 through 30 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the blessings Jacob received after he put forth great effort to seek the Lord's help. Ask students to report what they find. What did the Lord change Jacob's name to? Explain that the name Israel means one who prevails with God. Explain that Jacob's descendants are known as the house of Israel. As we are true to the covenants we make with God, we qualify for and secure for ourselves the fullness of the blessings that God promised Abraham and his descendants. Write the following principle on the board. We prevail with God as we make and keep sacred covenants. What does it mean to prevail with God? It can mean that as we persist in earnest prayer, we can receive assurance that Heavenly Father will grant us the blessings we have sought for. You may want to testify of this principle. To conclude, briefly review the principles students discovered today. Ask students to ponder how they can act on the truths they have learned, and invite them to do so.